This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today up north is the midsummer holiday Canada Day, which naturally brings us to maple syrup. Around 70% of the world's maple syrup production comes from the forests of Canada, mostly Quebec, but climate change, Emma Jacobs reports.
Mark McDonough's Montreal shop carries 360 different maple-flavored products, from maple butter to maple mustard to three kinds of maple-based salad dressing.
Here in Quebec, we always kind of joke around saying we have maple in our blood.
The store belongs to a co-op of 2,000 maple syrup producers, mostly small family operations, that harvest sap from sugar maple trees during a short period in spring when conditions are just right.
We're always at the mercy of Mother Nature and the temperatures.
And scientists say rising global temperatures could affect the tree's entire life cycle, from sap production to reproduction. Nicolas Bélanger runs experiments on sugar maples in test forest plots. To simulate climate change, he thins the snow during winter and heats the soil up in summer using cables underground.
The issue is really with the small guys, with the seedlings.
Just a couple degrees warmer, he says, and sugar maple seedlings dry right up.
So overall, seedling survival is lower under warm soil than under normal conditions.
Sugar maple's ideal temperature range could move farther north, but the trees would have to deal with new competitors, different soils, and different nutrient conditions. And if sugar maples don't thrive, that could be a huge loss, says Lenore Newman of the University of the Fraser Valley, who wrote a book on Canadian foods.
Of the many climate-related crises we're facing, it's maybe not the most critical, but it's one that hurts, and it strikes at our identity.
The one bright spot in the research on Canada's landscape is that another maple species, red maple, may adapt better to climate change. But its sap doesn't contain as much sugar, so producers would need a lot more to make maple syrup. And that means the country's future culinary landscape could still become a lot less sweet. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.